You're listening to Bible Prophecy Daily, a weekday podcast where Bible prophecy matters and matters greatly.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 tells us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. When Jesus says in Revelation 3:21, I conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne, even a casual observance of what Jesus did should set us into caution as to what is required to receive this great honor and privilege. The joy set before him required enduring the cross to get it. Now, 2 Timothy 2:12 says, if we endure, we will also reign with him. Now, notice that both Revelation 3:21 and 2 Timothy 2:12 are conditional. Unfortunately, the condition have been reduced to mere faith for many. They conclude that if you believe in Jesus, then you will meet these conditions: to conquer, to endure. I am in no way convinced that that type of thinking is true. Matthew chapter 19, verse 28, Jesus talking to the disciples, said, truly I say to you, in the new world, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you, the 12, who have followed me, will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Interesting, in the parallel passage in Luke chapter 22, verse 28 and 29, it says, you are those who have stayed with me in my trials, and I assign to you, as my Father assigned to me, a kingdom, a rule, a royalty, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. I want you to notice that Jesus makes clear to the 12 that it is required of them, you have stayed with me in my trials, you who have followed me. The ruling in his kingdom is conditioned upon their fellowship. Yea, they stayed with him in his trials. Now, one of the things that has contributed greatly to perhaps the confusion is that in 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, he writes, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes, conquers the world. And this is the victory that has overcome or conquered the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes or conquers the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Now, this verse and a couple others has convinced many that to be an overcomer, to be a conqueror, you simply need to believe. That if you believe, you are a conqueror and therefore will inherit all of the blessings Scripture decides, or that have been articulated. To be an overcomer in salvation, some conclude, automatically makes you an overcomer in sanctification. One is salvific, the other is rewardific. The question is, are they equal? Does the reception of salvation automatically include you in sanctification and the rewards that go with that? In 1 John chapter 2, verse 13, he writes, I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. Similarly, in chapter 5 of 1 John, verse 5, he says, who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Now, Revelation chapter 5, verse 15, says, one of the elders said to me, weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered. He is a victor, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. I think a serious consideration of these passages will cause you to, as I and others have, conclude that to be a conqueror in salvation, which of course is done by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, that is, to be made righteous, to give you victory over Satan, whose number one objective is not your salvation, but in fact, your condemnation. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that this is a call for us to work out our salvation, not in the sense of obtaining a declaration of righteousness that comes by faith and faith alone, but in terms of sanctification, we all are obligated to live sanctified lives, and there are consequences if we do not. Jesus is a victor, a conqueror, because of what he did. We, too, will be declared conquerors or victors based on what we do, how you live your life. The fact that to be a conqueror in salvation is not equal to being a conqueror in sanctification is easily proven. So if one says, well, the text says we have become Nikes, the Greek word for victor or overcomers, is the result of our faith. Yet you seem to be saying, no, you are a victor in salvation by faith, but you are a victor in sanctification by faithfulness. One requires faith, the other requires faithfulness. One requires an initial act of faith, one requires an ongoing, everyday requirement of faithfulness. There is a difference, and it is profound. It is significant, yet I believe many have failed to understand it. Therefore, it is so important, so critical, so essential, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand the difference between salvific faith and rewardific faithfulness. Now, in our next session, we're going to look at these in great detail, because the one thing that I absolutely want to do is to help you hear the Lord say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." That's commendation. You were faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many. That's exaltation. Come, enjoy my kingdom. That is honoration. You do not want condemnation. You do not want demotion. And you most certainly don't want isolation. We'll talk about those in our coming sessions. God bless. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Bible Prophecy Daily. We hope you learned something valuable today. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss an episode.